Thanks for listening to the PMF show on Run Radio. Physical, mental fitness. That's what this is all about. We have to work on our minds as much as our bodies, and Amity Farr from Simplify Life has a little bit to speak to today when it comes to our mental well-being.
As we are moving forward with new things in this day and age, I'm talking about the pandemic, work situations, and then just general life that we've had in the past, watching that change and starting to learn to take better care of ourselves physically and mentally. What do you think we need to be doing for ourselves and for each other to exercise mentally better?
Okay. Well, I think that the sleep hygiene or the sleep schedule is a huge one. You know, we do need to spend about a third of our day sleeping, whether we like it or not. And this culture thing we've got going on about it's so cool to live on 4 or 2 hours of sleep is just bogus. And so we really need to make it a priority to get, you know, 7, 8 hours a day of sleep, solid sleep, and set us up for success in the sense of having a dark room, cutting out the screen time at least an hour before bedtime, making sure that you prime yourself to be able to go to sleep and sleep well. So, you know, if you need to watch the caffeine intake, watch the caffeine intake. But sleep is so important. You really need to set yourself up to win in that way. And then just making sure that you're exercising your body, because, you know, we think so much and we do so much, and we really start not understanding that we are a physical being as well as a mental powerhouse and an emotional powerhouse. Like, we have this body that we need to take care of and is subject to us and won't take care of itself oftentimes unless we, as the logical, rational being in charge of it, take initiative. So exercising is so important. Nutrition is so important. And if you are releasing endorphins and eating right and feeding your body good things, then I think that that will help you weather the pandemic, in the sense of you'll just know that you are taking good care of yourself. You'll know that you are doing your best. And I think that what you do as far as your health is concerned will pay you dividends.
Very good. If you wrote those down on paper at a first glance, a couple of those, like the exercise and nutrition, you would think that would go in the physical category, but they all tie together and they are very important that they're paid attention to for both categories. Because like you're saying, we are a mental powerhouse and we need the physical stimulation and then the recovery time while we're resting, or we're not going to work as a whole person, a whole unit.
Right. Yeah. I mean, you cannot ignore your body forever and get away with it. You are a physical being, and it does matter what you do to take care of yourself in that sense.
Where do you think we have failed ourselves in the past? Do you think we can recognize a certain point where we've not done XYZ and now we need to moving forward with our mental well-being? Like, for example, it's gotten to be such a trend and it's applauded to go on zero fuel, energy, or sleep. It's like, oh, that was so great. So-and-so sleeps 2 hours a night. That shouldn't be applauded. It's dangerous. Okay. I know that sounds dramatic, but it is.
Hold on to your hat, Trina. I'm going on a rant. Okay. Here we go. So the culture's notion of busyness and how being busy is glorified is a bunch of hogwash. So it's not healthy to be so invested in so many activities, and we need downtime. We need negative space for our brains to decompress. And if we are totally active all the time, we're not giving ourselves a chance to decompress and to relax. And, you know, even historical figures, I mean, even in Jesus's 3 years of ministry, he still took time for solitude. He still would leave his disciples for an evening and just go be by himself. So, you know, even that is a example of how to practice self-care, even when you're in the prime of your life. You know, I think it's very important to build in rest times and build in time during the evenings or weekends to just sit and reflect and think. We're so busy that we're not processing our lives, and we're just so caught up in activities that we're not really realizing that, hey, we're living. This is our life. We all need to slow down. And I think that this pandemic has given us an opportunity where we've been forced to slow down. And now we have a choice. Are we going to go back to the breakneck pace, or are we going to learn the lessons that's been put before us, slow down, chill out, and start a new rhythm?
I love that. I agree. When you exercise your body, it's the rest that actually builds your endurance and your strength over time. Same thing goes with our minds. If we don't calm down and take, like you said, some space to soak in what you've been doing and to process things, how can we be better moving forward? So I do hope that as a society, we pay attention to what's going on and learn from it, and realize that we don't have to go over the top, and it's not really conducive to a sustainable lifestyle or to our own well-being or to the others that come around later, because you have nothing left to give.
Right. And you do need something to be able to give. You need to be full yourself in order to be able to give to others. Like, if you don't have anything inside of you, you have nothing to give to someone else. So it's very important that you protect your four corners and stay full yourself so that you can give to others.
Have you had a hard time blocking out just not to be busy? Did you have a battle with busyness?
Off and on throughout the years, yes, I have. And when I got into minimalism, I was able to clear my calendar. It was like growing a backbone for me. As my finances started turning around and I was able to say no to things I didn't want to do, I did create more time for myself. So there were quite a few years where I was very unbusy, could spend most of my evenings at home, snuggled with my cat in my robe with a cup of hot tea. But what I found was when I undertook my business and started being a business owner, my time got swallowed. And I did have a very robust social life when I was part-time and then when I was networking for businesses. So that really did start taking a chunk out of my time. And I almost felt, I did feel hypocritical at the end before the pandemic hit, because I was just going at a breakneck pace. And it's like, is this really healthy? Is this really what I want to do? And so now, you know, this pandemic has given me an opportunity. I mean, my business life has pretty much shut down. So I have a chance going forward. And my mantra through COVID-19 has been quality over quantity. Like, that is what I want to do going forward, quality over quantity. And I want to build in quality, meaningful things and not allow myself to fall prey to a quantity of things that may be urgent or pressing but aren't important.
Thank you, Amity Farr from Simple Fly Life, for joining me on the PMF show, Physical Mental Fitness. My name's Trina Wilcox. This will be archived for you to listen to anytime you like at runradio.net.